One of my definitions of the word whim reads, the desire to stay open to learning things you don't consciously sit down to study. It was on just such a whim that I hit the road to the 100th annual Hobo Convention in Britt, Iowa. And it was in Britt that I met Sidetrack. When we met, she'd been mowing a lawn and I'd been running a low-grade manic for months. She needed a beer and I needed a better way to keep my jeans up, which were suspended from my hips with a rope from the trunk of my car. I'd lost about 10 pounds, but my brain still expected my clothes to work, so I'd walked beltless into the, quote, jungle where the hobos were camped, with one hand pretty much dedicated to the task of hoisting my trousers up. Consequently, I immediately elicited all kinds of skinny jokes, thus the rope, thus the chafing on my hips, which is what I was trying to address mid-street carnival when I ran into Sidetrack. She walked up to me and said, "You can use your bandana." Which was true. So I slid the rope off and she pulled my bandana from my head and slipped it through the front two belt loops and tied the knot. Voila! My pants were securely up. Talk about gratitude. And since we were both high by dusk every day and the distinction between brain chemicals or booze is often irrelevant, we simply hit it off. I learned quickly not to take it personally when she wandered off mid-sentence with no explanation to work some guy over for a beer or follow a song on a questionable jukebox. I'd just keep writing or talk with someone else, and eventually she'd return with another new or remembered story she wanted me to pen for her. 2 days later, she would tell me I was the second female friend she'd had in her life. She'd already taken my hands and pressed my fingers deep into the scars on her scalp and running down her spine, but it was this declaration of friendship that really got to me. Sidetrack was at least a decade older than me, and we'd spent barely a handful of broken up hours together, so no matter how I felt, I hadn't expected that our interactions, brief and by chance, would mean much of anything to her. But somehow, we were making a friendship, and with that comes certain responsibilities. So we set to following behind the parade route, scouring the road and grass for candy the kids had missed. By the time our pockets filled up, we had a whole repertoire of inside jokes, and we knew with a nod and a little eye contact that we had each other's backs, or we wanted to have each other's backs, would if we could. Turned out there was little we could actually do for each other, even in the same town. While I was trying to deal with a world champion barrel-jumping Vietnam vet who'd become obsessed with me, she was getting picked up for public drunkenness and being dropped 6 miles outside of city limits with instructions not to return. By morning, we were back together. Me with a stash of 1970s newspaper clippings I'd been given, sports pages with photos of barrel-jumping Nam veterans, and her with the signatures of the cops who'd arrested her on her cap. What can anybody do? Fate is hilarious.